Folly by Laurie R. King, narrated by Frank Muller. The novel begins with the following definition from Webster's Ninth New Collegiate Dictionary. Folly, from Old French fol, fool. 1. Lack of good sense or normal prudence and foresight. 2. A foolish act or idea. 3. Evil, wickedness, criminally or tragically foolish actions or conduct. 4. An excessively costly or unprofitable undertaking. 5. An often extravagant, picturesque building erected to suit a fanciful taste. And now, folly.
Preface. The grey-haired woman stood with her boots planted on the rocky promontory and watched what was left of her family pull away. The Orca Queen's engines deepened as the boat cleared the cove entrance, and its nose swung around, a magnet oriented toward civilization. Go, she told them silently. Don't slow down, don't even look back, just leave. But then Petra's jacketed arm shot out from the boat's cabin, drab and shapeless and waving a wild adolescent farewell. Ray's own hand came up in an involuntary response to wave her own goodbye, except that in the air her wave changed, the hand reaching forward, stretched out in protest and cry for help, as if her outstretched fingers could pull them back to her, as if she were about to take off down the beach, scrambling desperately over rocks and water to call and scream, "Don't leave me here! I'm so afraid!" And she caught the gesture before any of the three people on the boat could notice it, snapped the offending arm down to her side, and stood at rigid attention. The boat rounded the end of the island and was gone. Thank God they didn't see that, Ray thought. The last thing I want is for Tamara to think I don't know what I'm doing. So why do I feel like some ancient grandmother in one of those harsh nomadic tribes left behind on the icy steps for the good of the group? I chose this. I wanted this. The engine's growl softened with the distance, grew faint, then merged into the island hush. No low mutter of faraway traffic, no neighbors, dogs, and children, not even the pound of surf in this protected sea. A small airplane off to the north, the rusty wheel squeak of a bird, the patter of tiny waves, and silence. Alone at last. For better or for worse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?